The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
This morning, as I'm telling my daughter, do good in school, I had an epiphany. Let's talk about that this morning. Is it Friday? Did we make it?
Yeah.
Yes, Dana Cortez. So good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I'm Anthony A.
And our daughter is super smart. And I'm coming down the stairs and Otto's like, have you seen her grades? What's going on? I'm like, she's good. She's good. And then we remembered
I remembered that I was a horrible D student.
Oh.
Who barely graduated high school, yet I want to hold my daughter accountable and make her an A student.
You want her to be perfect because we want better for our kids, Automatic.
I think I hold her to a higher standard than I even hold myself to sometimes, which is not a good thing.
It is a good thing because we want our children to live better than we did. I put all these obstacles in front of myself. Remember, I was a mother by the age of 15. I had a child. I already had a tough life. I was living in an impoverished environment. But what it reminded me of is that straight A's don't always equal success. Oh, or gross. None of us would be in this room right now.
Gross. That's a lecture you give your daughter every day?
No, I just told her, do good, mija.
She would have checked out by the first 30 seconds on that one.
Do good, mija.
She'd be like, okay, Mom.
Yeah, whatever, Mom. Whatever.
Did you do my laundry?
Yeah. No, I don't do her laundry.
Well, did you make something neat?
Yeah,
I understand what Automatic's saying, though. Like, you have to be careful with pushing your children or pushing somebody that much, because then it does create a dishonest type of feeling between them where you're not even like you're wanting something different. Like, it feels like you want the grades because you didn't get them almost.
Do you know what it is? We've set her up with a lot of things. I'd like to see her accomplish something.
There it is.
There
Boom.
You go. Her life's a little better than ours was. And so when you got a little stepping stool, you expect people to reach a little higher. Yeah, and I get that. And that's right.
Shout out to the stepping stool you guys provided. And again, this Automatic is on the upper echelons of great fathers. So when it comes to talking about things like this, it's really nitpicking. It reminds me of like when we're trying to separate, you know, football players like Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase. Like, they're both great. You're a great father, my friend.
Definitely more Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, there it is. Boom. There it is. Justin Jefferson of dads.
Also. Yes. No, I want to take it
sunglasses
back real quick.
Sunglasses and all.
I dropped out of high school. DJ Automatic had D's. Anthony A., you're a very smart, intelligent person. That some teachers told you that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
Definitely. And so it is never too late.
They never told him he wasn't the class clown.
That's true. It is never too late. Trust me. It is never too late. You can succeed. Yeah. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Let's go to start with National Brew a Potion Day. Have fun with that,
imaginary
dude.
Potion?
Even though I was a D student, I don't believe that.
And we also got National Popcorn Day.
Ooh. Popcorn's a big deal. I love to snack on popcorn. Popcorn comes from Mexico.
Oh,
it really
what?
Is. What? It's an indigenous food, swear.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm still, you know, on the American side. Shout out to Cracker Jacks. You know what I'm saying? I rock with those.
Hey, no popcorn, no Cracker Jacks.
Hey, we also have Gun Appreciation Day. This is America, yeah. Dog. So yeah. Let's go. Shout out to the Gats.
Shout out to the Cuetes.
Wow. Los Cuetes. Automatic, you are full. Nobody was a D student.
let's go to wrap it up on National Good Memory Day.
Oh, I always love these. Anthony, did you have a good memory and want to share with people that are listening?
Oh, man. The best memory I could come off the top with is when my little brother was playing baseball and he was in All-Stars Little League and he was walking up last inning and he hit a walk-off home run.
Oh, there we go.
That's nice.
One of the purest memories of
DJ
my life.
DJ Automatic?
We're good with Anthony's. Let's go.
You
want
to talk about when you hit the winning home run?
I didn't want to try to one-up his brother.
Oh, you have a home run too.
Come on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The time is here. It's time to break down one of those down to the DMs that everybody called about. This is a big one. We're going to talk about Jill.
Oh.
Remember Jill and Matt? Remember Jill?
She was a hot one.
Man, she had something. She's very concerned. Her man, Matt, is attempting to meet up with another woman.
I figured out his password and I logged in from my phone. I don't know this woman. And the way he was talking to her was way too friendly.
So did you tell him you stole his password, though?
No.
All right. So I'm pretending to be the lady. Her name is Lydia. And here's how that down in the DM went. Is it going to go down? Turn the radio up. Why don't we grab some drinks and then some dinner? You know, we can keep it real cash.
I was actually thinking more we could meet at your studio like we talked about before.
What did you have in mind at the studio?
Oh, well, I really like 4th and the 8th image the best. My logo is so dated and those aren't so different that it's unrecognizable.
I'm just like going to stop this right now. Hold on. This is a business. Matt's a good one. He's a keeper. He was not trying to meet up with Lydia. Mm-mm. He's trying to get like a new A logo for his business, right? She's a graphic designer. Okay, so here's the rest of the call, because obviously Jill's got to come clean and tell her man, hey, I called for a down in the DM. Take a listen.
All you had to do was to tell me who Lydia was. What the hell?
What's going on here? What's wrong with you? You're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. Why didn't you tell me who this lady is?
You come to my job. You call me here constantly. I don't know if y'all know this. She put a spy app on my phone.
Oh my God.
I don't want this anymore.
Wait. Let's talk about this. I'm sorry.
It's too late. I'm serious. I'm done. Don't call me no more.
No. So there was something that he said in the call that I'll never forget. He said, I've told you 1,000 times. I'm not doing anything wrong, which means Jill is jealous.
Yeah.
But I thought you women didn't get jealous.
We do get jealous. But men are more jealous, DJ Automatic. You know it's true. Men are more jealous than women.
Not today.
You're right. Not today. Speaking scientifically and personally and all of that, I believe that men have more jealous tendencies. Line 4, go ahead.
I was just listening to your show, and I agree with Dana. Men are definitely more jealous than women. I've been with my husband for 10 years. I never looked through his phone. I've never picked up his phone. I could care less about his phone. Same with my best friend. Her man goes through her phone all the time. Every time she puts it down, he's in it. Men are jealous.
I think that men feel that way because of their own thoughts, right? Men look at women and probably, I don't know what y'all think. They're a little more conniving than we are. We women don't operate. Our brains don't operate in the same way.
1,000%. No, 1,000%.
Oh, come on.
Your wife is right. You might as well just listen to everything she says, because she's always right.
Get out of here. But I am more jealous than Dana, but women do get jealous as well.
Right. But we didn't say that. She didn't say that they weren't jealous at all. She just said men were more. Remember? That was the subject.
And women do get jealous, but it's usually because of something that happened to us.
It's usually because of something that's already been done to her by that man multiple times.
But I have to admit, I will digress and admit, it's all Jill's fault on this one, and Matt's a good guy. Should he stay with her if he's having to tell her 1,000 times?
Oh, no way.
Why?
No, there's no
way. Why? They can work through it. She can get past it. She can learn from this. This is a big learning lesson.
No,
if someone accuses you constantly or whatever, maybe they can have this conversation and really get down and dirty and solve the issue and continue with a strong relationship.
Or you could just go live your life and not have to be persecuted every time you try to do something. So that sounds a lot more easier to me.
No, it sounds to me like Matt loves Jill. What are your thoughts? Should they stay together? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to reports, Doja Cat is the victim of abuse to the point that she lost her teeth. And we'll talk about that and more inside the best gossip. Daily Dirt Time, Anthony, a famous people's birthdays first.
We got to start off with a bittersweet date. On this day in 1992, the legendary Mac Miller was born. May he rest in power.
Used to want to be a superhero, flying around with a cape, pitching bad guys.
And we also have Sean Wayans celebrating the birthday. Lil Scrappy and Dolly Parton celebrating the birthday as well.
All right, so I'll start off talking about Kanye West. There were rumors that he'd had all his teeth removed to get titanium teeth. He got a titanium grill. He still has all his teeth. And then I guess the next day, he got his daughter Northwest matching grill, of course. Oh. And she's showing it off with Mama Kim on TikTok. It's cute. It looks very cute.
Buy me one, Kanye.
Probably not happening. Now we'll talk about Snoop Dogg. He got involved with this brand called Solo. And they sell fire pits. If you recall, I think it's been about 3 or 4 weeks. He said he was going to go smokeless. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, Snoop Dogg's going to stop smoking. I predicted it was going to be some type of sales campaign, and it was, but it got lost in the sauce. And the CEO that paid Snoop for the campaign for the one post, John Maris, got fired.
Damn.
Because nobody bought the fire pit. Because
going viral doesn't always mean sales.
No, it doesn't.
I think firing the CEO is a little premature because nobody knew anything about this company until this happened.
And so, now we're talking about
exactly.
But here's the thing. Nobody's buying the fire
pit. Because nobody wants one. If you're going to buy a pit, you don't want it to be fireless. Come on, dude.
It's not fireless, it's smokeless.
Even dumber. Thanks. Like, come on, dog. The whole thing is stupid. I think that was a little premature to fire him. I thought it was a great idea.
So are you buying it?
Yeah, if I had a spot to put it up, I would. No.
He just said it was stupid.
Maybe
he got fired because it was a bad idea to have a smokeless fire pit.
There you go.
All right, maybe. Maybe we want our meat smoked then. All right, now we're going to talk about something very serious. Doja Cat's brother, Ramon Dlamini, according to their mother, knocked her teeth out. Mm. Among many, many other instances of her being abused by her brother. Also, according to this report, he stole items from her. I don't know if there's any drug use happening with this man, but I assume that's probably what it is, because as someone who's had family who been involved with illegal drugs and had addiction problems, this kind of thing can happen. Now, the report goes on to say that they don't want him to be able to come within 60 feet of Doja Cat. I don't even think that's enough.
Nope.
I just hope they can resolve this issue. Like I said, my family, we did resolve it. We did get past it. Thank goodness.
If your brother's knocking your teeth out, you're not going to resolve a problem. He needs to stay away from her. And to be honest, he should be in jail.
Hopefully that happens and maybe he can get clean. And they can get past it.
I think you're assuming a lot about the drugs. I think sometimes in family relationships, people feel like they can put their hands on their family members because they won't get in trouble for it.
I hope he gets in trouble, but I hope they can find a place that they come to heal.
Yeah,
they're a family. This hasn't been going on their whole relationship. So that's what I hope.
That's another assumption.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Being jealous is so toxic, but sometimes it can make you feel good. Like when your partner gets jealous. Hey, real talk. Earlier today, we're talking about, I don't even know how the jealous thing came. Oh, because we want to behave right in relationships so we can encourage our children to behave right in their relationships, their future relationships.
I see what you're saying, though, about how jealousy sometimes can make you feel good. Because it is a compliment sometimes to have a person that infatuated with you.
I mean, my wife, we've been together for, I don't know, a long time.
Who's your wife, DJ Automatic?
Dana Cortez here.
Thank you. You talk like I'm not in the room sometimes, but it's because you're talking
I feel like
about
everybody
me.
Knows. Like, I assume that everyone knows. They but don't, the thing don't. Is, with her, she never gets jealous. Like, ever. I mean, there could be a naked woman hanging on me, and Dan would be like, okay. But in the once or twice that she's done it, I was like, oh my gosh, she actually cares. It made me feel good.
Jealousy does not equal caring. That's where you can get dangerous. Let me tell you something. I look at you, and I'm like, my husband is fine. My husband's a good DJ, like NBA DJ, travels the world. I know women are up in the DMs, whatever. But I will not degrade myself and make myself look crazy because I know you love me. And if I behave like that, then that means I don't really trust you. And I don't want to do that. And to be honest, Automatic, if that naked woman, if you're going to go do something, then she did
me
up. I'm
going to do it anyways.
You're going to do it anyway, that's the thing, if I'm acting crazy or not.
That's the part like I finally had to come to terms with is somebody's going to do something to you.
They're going to do it.
You being angry or jealous about it is not going to change it.
Thanks. Yeah, but that's also, you know.
You want me to be a little jealous, don't that's you?
I like a little bit of jealousy. Because I
mean, you know how boring emotionally stable is? Come on, dude. That's so whack, dude.
Be a little bit of toxic.
Yeah, dog.
You don't want me to be toxic, guy. You don't want that.
I would like to think that I am closer to healing my toxic phase, you know, than I was previous years and previous relationships. I've done a few toxic things, and that's the thing about love. Love will make you do dumb things sober. And one of the most jealous and toxic moments of my life is me and my ex were like on a weird, like, I broke up with her, then I wanted to get her back, but she didn't want me to get her back. And so I popped up at her work with coffee for all of her coworkers, all five of them, and they were like head over heels about me. Like, oh my God, this guy's great. The whole time, she was just dogging me from the back.
Because she knew what you were doing.
Yeah, dude, I was looking for a little work husband. Where's the homie at?
That's it.
That makes you laugh all the time.
And as we can see today, Anthony A. still single.
Yeah.
Hey, what you do that you know, maybe you had a little too much to drink or that you embarrassed yourself just a little over the top when it comes to jealousy. 877-730-DCS1.
I just want to clarify something, though. I think Anthony's single by choice. He could have a girlfriend he wants.
I know that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But that relationship didn't work out for a reason.
And that ex is still single, too. So it just wasn't all on me, dog.
Automatic, you've ruined makeup palettes of mine over your jealousy.
I don't even know what you're talking about. All right, talk to you guys tomorrow.
Call us up. We'll be back with more coming up. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.